DNA databases have been largely used in research, but are now becoming the subject of privacy rights. San Diego-based forensics company Verigen has acquired genealogy website GED Match and is now calling itself a crime-solving tool. We're going to look at the implications. We're turning to the KCBS Ring Central Newsline. We're going to speak with Gizmodo reporter Ed Cara. Ed, if I'm understanding this correctly, it was an amateur genealogy website. It's been used to solve more than 70 old crimes, including catching the suspected Golden State Killer, right?
Yeah. It began in 2010 as just these almost semi-retiree pair of men that just, you know, wanted to explore their family history and wanted to help other people do that too. And that's the way it stayed for almost close to 7 years up until the Golden State case.
So how is this going to work? And, you know, let's say, I mean, I didn't, but let's say I had uploaded my DNA to this site, thinking it was just going to help me, you know, find out who my great grandmother was or something like that. Now it's going to be used quite differently.
Sure. So, I mean, back in 2007, what these investigators did is they submitted DNA from a crime scene, and they found relatives in that database, and then they worked and doing the exact same thing that a genealogist would do normally. They constructed a family tree, and that led them to a killer. Now, nowadays, if you went onto the site, you would have the option to opt in. You would be able to say, I would like my DNA to be searchable by the police in these cases. But for the longest time, you know, that was not the case. And there are other websites where the explicit purpose is that I will let my DNA be used in this particular way.
So that means that if criminal investigators want to get it and you have not consented, they need a warrant, right?
That is the current situation now. But there's a lot of gray area. You know, like earlier in November, the website, you know, they were confronted with a warrant. Other companies have been very explicit in saying that we will not share any data with the police unless we are forced to legally. But really, there's no precedent for what we're doing here, and there's no regulations guiding when and how the police can search through our data right now.
It's kind of the Wild West with these things. I mean, there's more and more of these sites proliferating, right? Where's the end point on this?
Yeah. It's something I observed actually a little bit earlier, is that there's at least one genetic firm right now that is explicitly marketing itself as a way to solve crimes. Like, they will tell users, submit your DNA to our database and you'll help stop people. You'll help stop, potential murderers and rapists. So I think we're definitely going to start to see a little bit more of an explicit focus on crime solving.
Well, thank you very much for your time. We really appreciate it. We've been speaking with Ed Cara. He's a reporter with Gizmodo.